This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, we are almost to the weekend, already Thursday afternoon. And, you know, we had the forecast the other day that Wednesday and Thursday were going to be just covered with rain showers. It is a beautiful, really spectacular Thursday afternoon, and there's a chance of rain today, but I look, from where I'm sitting, I don't see any chance of rain coming, but, you know, the weather can change. It could come later, and then we're supposed to have some rain tomorrow. So, you know, once again, the forecast, it really just, it seems like it's really hard for the meteorologist to get it right, because we were expecting a lot of rain today, actually a lot of rain yesterday and then today, and it turned out to be a nice day yesterday after the morning storms swept through here. Turned out to be an okay day. I'm Scoot on the air. There is a new pope. We're going to talk about that on the show today. He is the first pope ever from the United States of America, an American-born pope. This is unprecedented. You know, we mentioned him yesterday on the show as somebody who was in the running. It's Robert Prevost, born in Chicago. We mentioned that he was in the running, but he was not a favorite. And when we go through some of the favorites, and you go down to those who were at 2%, like the favorite was at 29% chances of winning. And the lowest one on the list was 2%. Robert Prevost was below that. And they did it in only 2 days. So this is kind of shocking, and, you know, a lot of speculation. Is he going to be more liberal, and we're not talking about politics, but more liberal in terms of his interpretation of Catholic doctrine, like Pope Francis was, or is he going to be stricter? I would think that since he's from the United States, I'm concerned that he might want to be stricter than Pope Francis. You know, but we have to wait and see. You know, we'll all approach it with an open mind. But we'll talk about this. There are a lot of Catholics in the greater New Orleans area, a lot of Catholics throughout South Louisiana, especially over in Southwest Louisiana, like Lafayette and that whole area, Church Point and Mamou and Jennings and all of those cities over there. A lot of Catholics in that area. Now, the central and northern part of the state is more of a Bible Belt area, more Baptist and Methodist and Protestants in those areas. But Southwest Louisiana and the New Orleans area is very Catholic, so a lot of people are interested in this. Although, you know, one thing we can talk about today is, I mean, how much does the Pope really change your life? I mean, it's exciting in the church. You know, I've heard conversations about rejuvenating the church, bringing new excitement to the church with a new pope. You know, I get all of that, and I think that, you know, those are things that are gonna happen as a result of this. However, I don't know how much the pope really changes our lives. You know, I mean, think about it. In reality, how much does the pope change your life? I mean, how much do you actually listen to the pope? We can talk about that on the show this afternoon. All right. Ian is off today. He is at a luncheon. It's a business thing with our program director and market manager. And he is not on the show today. So Coleman is our studio producer at the controls in the other studio. I'm doing the show from my West End studio here at West End. It really, as I look over the Lake Pontchartrain, it's just a beautiful, beautiful day. Coleman, good afternoon.
How we doing, Scoop?
I'm good. Do you see, when you look at me, do you see stupid printed on my forehead?
Not necessarily. Right now I'm looking at you and I see the sun. You look really sun-kissed. And
yeah, it's like really, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. But I you know, I might as well have stupid printed on my forehead.
Why are you down on yourself? What's going on?
I got scammed today. Well, actually, it started yesterday, but I got scammed, and I want to let everybody know what happened. And boy, they sucked me in. And I'll tell you more about that later. I want to stick to the conversation about the new pope at this point. But yeah, I mean, I really got sucked in, and you know, I've been scammed a few times. I've been scammed twice that I can think of in my life. One time it cost me $749.
Ouch.
Yeah, boy, that hurt. But I haven't been scammed since, and I've been, you know, very, very alert and aware of possibilities of being scammed. But boy, this one sucked me in. And I started thinking about it last night. Maybe a red flag or two came up last night. And then today, when I was going through the process of setting things up, this was all about an interview that I was going to, somebody wanted to interview me. I'll explain all of that coming up, but man, I got sucked in. But look, when you hear what was sent to me, it was really convincing. And so while I feel stupid, you know, I'm not that stupid. The scammers are just really, really, really smart. So we're going to get into that coming up this afternoon. Also, there is a new study showing that women are more attracted to bald men. Is that true? And who are some of the hottest bald men? I mean, there are some men who are considered to be sex symbols that are bald. And I know a couple of people who their type is a balding man or somebody who is bald. And for those of you who have lost your hair or you're losing your hair, this should come as very comforting news. But I also want to talk to women about this. What is it about bald men that is attractive to you? So we'll talk about that on the show. Also, there is a millennial mom who has installed a landline in her home, a landline phone in her home, to teach her children about conversational skills and how the phone actually works. And she's doing it because she doesn't want her kids to miss out on something that she thinks they might be missing out on. Let's talk today about some of the things that kids are missing out on. Some of the things that we can kind of have fun with this. Like, you know, if kids are out, they'll miss out on the fun of having to look for a payphone if they want to call somebody. You know, pulling over on the side of the road and finding a payphone to talk to somebody. And it really wasn't that long ago when that's what you had to do. You didn't have cell phones. So we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. The Supreme Court is allowing the current administration to move forward with a ban on transgender people in the military. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about this. My basic thought is, if you can pass the test, I mean, why not? I don't know that transgender people are a threat to other people in the military. And if you can pass the physicals, if you can pass the test, if you can pass the courses, I mean, if you can go on and if you can do what everybody else can do, you should be allowed in the military. But I will also say that I don't believe the military is basically an experiment in social engineering. I don't think the military should necessarily be open to everybody, and the military has a very, very specific goal. So I'm very ambivalent about this, but you know, we can talk a little bit about that on the show this afternoon. Let's see. Also, there's an 8-year-old boy. Coleman, you know what dum-dums are? The lollipops, the dum-dums?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with dum-dums.
Yeah, I can honestly tell you I've never had a dum-dum.
Well, you're missing out.
Never had a dum-dum. I mean, are they that good? I mean, they come kind of in a plain wrapper. They don't look that appetizing to me.
No, they have really odd flavors that you wouldn't necessarily find with regular lollipops. Like, they have, like, cream soda and root beer type flavors.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily, like, the best lollipop. They just come in some exotic flavors that most lollipops wouldn't come in, like strawberries. Like,
okay,
all
interesting.
Other ones like strawberry and orange, but these are like root beer, cream soda, stuff like that.
Okay. Never had a dum-dum. This 8-year-old boy ordered 70,000 dum-dum lollipops on his mom's phone. It cost her $4,200.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey, mom, do you know about timeout?
Times have changed.
That, because I think that kid might be in timeout.
I remember dum-dums used to be a penny at the candy lady, you know, in my neighborhood. You give them a penny, they give you a dum-dum.
I don't think anything is a penny anymore. Seriously. Also, all right, to the President of the United States, you said you were going to release them in a couple of days, and it never happened. Where are the files on Jeffrey Epstein? The guy who was taking money from rich, powerful men and arranging sex with underage girls. Where are the Epstein files? The president said he was going to release them, and they haven't been released. So is this another example of how we should never believe what the president tells us? I mean, I believed him. I honestly thought that the Epstein files were going to be released. There obviously is the speculation that he's in the Epstein files and therefore doesn't want them released. Now, he could be in the Epstein files because he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know how close they were, but they knew each other. So they were, at least they were acquaintances, and they were pictured many times together. Was Donald Trump on the plane? Did he ever go to the island that is ironically in the Virgin Islands? Did he go to that island? Did he participate? So we don't know. But it's interesting that he said he was going to release the Epstein files, and they haven't been released. I think there are a lot of people. I think the reason that there is a reluctance to release these files is because there are a lot of prominent people, people you and I know, who had sex with underage girls. And there are prominent people in the New Orleans area who have had sex with underage girls. There are people in every major city who are prominent men who pay a lot of money to have sex with underage girls. I don't know what the going rate is, but I've said this countless times, as much as we attack the sex traffickers, and we should, I think we should also try to attack the men who create a market for having sex with underage girls. But in many cases, these are powerful men with money, and they do this secretly and privately, and somehow they remain a secret. And I don't think they should remain a secret. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So let's talk about this American Cardinal, Robert Prevost, who was a real long shot. He is the new Pope, the first American-born Pope ever. What is your reaction? He took the name Leo. He decided to name himself after his favorite character on Seinfeld and has taken the name Pope Leo. So what do you think? I know you don't know much about him, but from what you have heard so far, because this happened just a little while ago, the white smoke billowed out of the chimney at the Sistine Chapel, indicating that a choice had been made. It's Pope Leo, Robert Prevost, a cardinal from Chicago, the United States. By the way, I wonder how long it's going to be before Donald Trump, the president of the United States, takes credit for the Pope being from America. I mean, he was a long shot. Did the current administration have anything to do with this? Did they try to work it out? I'm sure in some way the current president will take credit for the Pope being from the United States. And maybe this is part of making America great again. I don't know. I think there are Catholics in America and even cardinals in America who did not approve of the leniency of Pope Francis when it came to the LGBTQ community and when it came to other things like abortion and Catholics who are remarried, taking communion. So what is your hope? What is your comment about the new Pope Leo? If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. What are you hopeful with this new Pope? Do you hope he's more liberal like Francis, or do you hope he's more conservative when it comes to interpreting Catholic doctrine? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, the Catholics of the world have a new pope. It was just the second day, and really a dark horse is the winner, American Cardinal Robert Prevost, the first American pope ever. He has selected the name Leo, so he will be Pope Leo. You know, it doesn't sound as bougie as Pope Francis, but hey, it's his choice. And again, I believe he, I heard that he selected his favorite character from Seinfeld and use that name, Pope Leo. All right, so we're going to get a special news update from CBS coming up very, very shortly, and then we're going to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. So there are a lot of MAGA influencers who are on social media demanding that Attorney General Pam Bondi release the Jeffrey Epstein files. So I'm in agreement with the MAGA influencers here. They should be released. Reporters were outside of the White House yesterday, and Bondi was asked about the suggestion from Representative James Comer from Kentucky about the Epstein files being destroyed. The attorney general said that, well, they haven't been released because we know they haven't been released, but she didn't really comment specifically on whether or not they've been destroyed. I hope they haven't been destroyed. So while there are people demanding that they be released right now, the attorney general is saying that the FBI is reviewing tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children and child porn. Now, I hope they're not looking at this because they're enjoying it. I mean, to me, this would just be disgusting. Apparently, there are hundreds of victims. Pam said that there's not one victim that will be released. It's just volume, and they have to continue to go through this. And the FBI is diligently going through this now. So, you know, I'm sure there is a lot of information. And I doubt that they're looking at them for fun. But, you know, I mean, you can't help but wonder if somebody's going to, you know, hey, well, let's see that one again. Because, you know, there are some weird people in the world. All right, we're about to get an update from CBS News. And also, if you want to join us with a comment about new Pope Leo, sounds like he might be on the progressive side. That would make me happy. But here's a special news update on WWL from CBS. I'm Scoot, and welcome back to our show here on WWL. We'll have these updates for you throughout the day. I mean, this is a big breaking news. Again, many, many Catholics in New Orleans and throughout Southwest Louisiana. And this is big news for the Catholics of the world. But seriously, does the Pope really impact your life? I can't think of, I mean, I'm being honest here. I can't think of one thing that a Pope has said or done that has really influenced my life. I got a lot of hope from Pope Francis because of his progressive attitude. And again, this is not about politics. It's not about the Democrats. It's about just being a progressive and liberal when it comes to a Catholic doctrine. I heard somebody earlier describe Pope Leo as somebody who could be very progressive. And I hope that's the case. But I know there are a lot of, you know, devout Catholic cardinals in America who were not happy with Pope Francis. And I got the feeling that there were some Americans who might want to be a little more conservative when it comes to that. I hope that doesn't happen. All right, we're going to get back to that. But I'd like to talk to you. You can call us or send us a text. And the Open Heart talk and text line is 504 1-800-260-1870. Has the Pope ever changed your life? Has the Pope ever said anything or done anything? Does the Pope have an impact on you and your family? And are you hoping that this Pope is going to continue the more progressive attitude of Pope Francis? Or do you hope that he is more conservative and goes back to a more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine? Again, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. We'll get some of your comments coming up. All right, time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The White House is nominating Casey Means, a doctor of holistic medicine, to be the next Surgeon General. Now, Means has close ties with RFK Jr., who is the Health and Human Services Secretary, and has recently been criticized by Trump ally Laura Loomer. Now, Laura Loomer has Trump's ear, and Trump meets with her, and he seems to sometimes react to what she says. So he may be going against her wishes here, but here's AP correspondent Donna Warder.
The White House has nominated Dr. Casey Means as Surgeon General. She's a wellness influencer with close ties to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The nomination comes after the White House earlier Wednesday withdrew the name of Fox contributor Dr. Jeanette Neshawat a day before she was to appear before a Senate committee for her confirmation hearing. Neshawat recently has come under criticism from Laura Loomer, a far-right ally of Trump who was instrumental in ousting several members of the president's National Security Council. Dr. Means is author of the New York Times bestseller, Good Energy, The Surprising Connection Between Metabolism and Limitless Health. In a statement, the White House says Means will work closely with Kennedy to help reverse the chronic disease epidemic and ensure great health in the future. Donna Warder, Washington.
Well, it sounds like Laura Loomer didn't like the other one that the president was considering. The President of the United States has designated today to celebrate victory in World War II. The President says that victory was mostly accomplished because of the United States and that the country should honor the people who fought so hard for it.
The victory was mostly accomplished because of us. Whether you like it or not, we came into that war and we won that war and we had a lot of help from a lot of great people, a lot of great allies. But I think there would be nobody that would say that we were not the dominant force in that war and we don't celebrate it. And I think that's a great disservice to the people that lost their lives and people that fought so hard.
Is it true that we don't celebrate the victory in World War II? You know, with the World War II Museum being here in New Orleans, this comes up an awful lot. We talk about that great generation, maybe not often enough, but we talk about that great generation. I never felt like there was a lack of respect for those who fought in World War II. Maybe I'm missing something, but I have always felt like we did a lot to and continue to do a lot to celebrate that generation and the sacrifices that they made. And I've said many times that one of my favorite, if not my favorite area of the World War II Museum is the area where they have posters. They have posters from the past, posters that were posted in public during World War II, especially at the beginning of the war and as the war went on. And they were posters about sacrifice. They were posters about, you know, don't waste food, save it for the soldiers. Plant a victory garden and grow food for the soldiers. When World War II was happening, America was not as greedy as it is today. America was not nearly as divided as it is today. And there's a lot that we can learn from that generation. They were willing to sacrifice. And this country did sacrifice. And it's just amazing how we pulled together. One of the most amazing statistics about World War II to me is at the beginning of the war, our military ranked, I believe, 19th in the world. I mean, we're so used to being number one. I mean, even the baby boomer generation is used to our military being number one. But we were number 19 in the world. The Romanian military was stronger than our military at the beginning of World War II. And it didn't take us long to pull together as men and women and blacks and whites and Hispanics to just pull together as people, not seeing politics, not seeing race or gender, not seeing anything but being American and pulling together and building a military that really was integral in winning the war. That's something we can't ever forget. But the idea that we went from 19th to number one, I think we made it to number one by the end of World War II, is a tribute to the American people then. Not now, but then. Chief Justice at the Supreme Court, John Roberts, lays out his case on why judicial independence is so important to America amid attacks from President Trump and other justices.
In our Constitution, judges and the judiciary is a co-equal branch of government.
Chief Justice John Roberts.
With the authority to interpret the Constitution as law.
At an event to mark the 125th anniversary of federal courts in the Western District of New York, Roberts noted the court's role as laid out in the Constitution.
Obviously decide cases, but in the course of that, check the excesses of Congress or of the executive, and that does require a degree of independence.
And Roberts noted that independent role created a new power in government.
Strike down, obviously, acts of Congress or acts of the president. And that innovation doesn't work if it's not, the judiciary is not independent.
As for attacks on federal judges who have slowed President Trump's agenda.
Impeachment is not how you register disagreement with decisions.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Yeah, it sounds encouraging. I like that there is a recognition of what is happening with the current president. This is a really sad story. An alligator killed a woman in Florida after tipping over her canoe. She and her husband were in this canoe, and an alligator tipped over the canoe. You know, this could happen to any of us. I mean, how many of you are in a pirogue or a canoe? How many of you are in waters in this area where there are alligators? I mean, this could happen to anybody. So the woman and her husband were in a canoe. The alligator tips over the canoe. Her husband tried to fight off the gator, but was unsuccessful.
An alligator killed a Florida woman after tipping over a canoe she and her husband were paddling. Investigators say it appeared to be an accidental encounter. Robert Young from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
You know, we do have an eyewitness, and it sounds like the canoe drifted over on top of the alligator, so it seems to be a surprise. Or the alligator were startled.
Investigators say that the couple was canoeing in about 2.5 feet of water when they came up on a large alligator. The animal thrashed suddenly, tipping over the canoe and sending both people into the water. Witnesses told investigators the husband tried to fight off the animal but was unsuccessful. Young says alligator encounters with humans are more common in the spring mating season when they're most active.
While alligator attacks resulting in fatalities are extremely rare, this tragedy serves as a somber reminder of the powerful wildlife that share our natural spaces.
Audio courtesy of WTVT. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Yeah, and you know, we know a little bit about what alligators do when they get a hold of you. They take you underwater or close to underwater, and they turn, they spin you. And then we've also heard just the horrible reality that an alligator might take a human that is maybe still alive or just dead, and they'll take it to a place and wait for the victim to sort of start to rot before it starts to eat the victim. And I go to these details just to remind you, because this spring and summer, so many of you are going to be in small boats in water where you know there are alligators. Don't be afraid. Just be really cautious. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So we're going to come back, and Coleman is going to share with us some of the text messages that have come in about your reaction to Pope Leo, the first American pope ever. Honestly, do you hope he is liberal? Do you hope he is more conservative? We'll get to your text when we come back on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Big breaking news today, just before we went on the air. A new pope has been selected, just day two of the conclave. And if you haven't seen the movie Conclave, it might be fun to watch that. And it's always interesting to speculate on how much of that kind of stuff went on in the background. Because honestly, the guy who won, the American Cardinal, Robert Prevost, he was in the running. We mentioned this yesterday. But when I look at the list of the favorites, he's not even on the list of favorites. And the leading candidate was at 29%, and the lowest candidate was at 2%. He was below 2%. So it's really, truly amazing. And this has never happened before. I heard the word progressive listed with him earlier, and I hope he is. I think that's a direction the church needs to go in. The church man-made rules were made a long, long time ago, and a lot has changed since then. And honestly, I believe that if Jesus were on the earth today, if he were walking among us today, if he had not come, if Jesus came today, I think women, for example, would be a lot more involved in the church than they are. And at the time, women were just not as much of part of society as they are now. But Jesus was very contemporary with the times. In the context of the times in which he lived, he was very contemporary. And so I believe he would be contemporary today. And I think women would be more involved. I don't think we're going to see women priest anytime too soon. But I think it would be a really cool move because, you know, women do a lot. So what are your feelings about the new pope, Pope Leo? Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
This text says, I pray that Pope Leo XIV is as liberal as Pope Francis.
Amen. Amen to that.
This text says, I hope the Pope is neither. I hope he is guided by the Holy Spirit.
Well, I think any Pope is going to say they're guided by the Holy Spirit. And I think that whichever direction they go in, they're going to believe that they were guided by the Holy Spirit. But, you know, I think just like a politician, the opinions and the attitude and the approach of a Pope is really going to come from within. You know, you can ask for guidance, but I think in general, I think the Holy Spirit sort of guides us in the direction that we are comfortable going in. So I think it's great that, you know, you want to believe that, but I think the Holy Spirit guides us in the direction that we have instincts to go in.
Okay, I'll leave you with this one since we're coming up on a break. An American Pope, Trump interfered with the conclave.
Well, again, I wonder how long it's going to take for that to be mentioned. Donald Trump is president. Make America great again. This is so unusual. Is the president going to somehow try to take credit for this? I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, I don't think the president really aligns himself with Catholicism. And MAGAs in general, the hardest core Trump supporters, are more Protestant than they are a Catholic. I don't have any facts on that, but it just seems like when you hear about the Christian direction, Christian nationalists, they're certainly not Catholic. Christian nationalists are not Catholic. They're more Protestant, more fundamentalist, I guess. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. And you heard Coleman say very subtly, I'll give you one more. I'll leave you with this one because we need to get to a break. That's my cue to get to a break here. All right. I'm Scoot. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, today is the day that John Fred of John Fred and his Playboy Band would have been 84 years old. John Fred passed away here in New Orleans in 2005 at the age of 63. John Fred from this area had a number one song. It was this song, Judy in Disguise with Diamonds. And, you know, I remember when John Fred was on The Tonight Show and played this song, and I was so proud. And, you know, I ended up knowing him because of my career, my job. And he played at our 10-year class reunion, and that was really cool. So we've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to continue to get reaction to Pope Leo. What do you think? Do you hope he's progressive? Do you hope he's conservative? I'm Scoot on the Air. It's turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon, and we'll be right back. This is WWL. Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say today's not going to be a washout. Looks like just a beautiful Thursday afternoon, and I guess the rain is coming in tomorrow, and then I think the weekend is going to be a lot better. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Man, I can't believe. Look, there are a couple of blowouts, but some of these NBA playoff games have been unbelievable. Last night, were you watching the Celtics and the Knicks? This is on the Celtics' home court. I think it was about 7 minutes left in the game, and the Knicks were behind, like, I don't know, 14, 19 points. The Knicks won by 1 point. I mean, a beautiful block shot stopped the Celtics from scoring, and the Knicks won it 91-90 over the Celtics. The Knicks have a 2-0 lead over the Celtics. They stole two in Boston from the Celtics. I'm going to be kind of for the Knicks at this point, at least in the East. And last night, it was a blowout. Oklahoma City just killed the Denver Nuggets, 149-106. And I'm really interested in this series. Golden State, the Warriors against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Golden State Warriors have a 1-0 lead. But I don't know, is Steph Curry going to be back in? Maybe you've heard, and I haven't heard, but he was kind of injured in the last game. But they tip off, I think it's 7:30 tonight. I don't know. You might want to check. It might be 6:30 our time. I looked at the time here, and it says 7:30. All right, look. I got a couple of calls to get to, and then I want to tell you about how I was scammed. I mean, this was a scam that just sucked me in. And I think when I go through this with you, I think you're going to kind of empathize with me for going along with this. But I did sort of get a little suspicious about it. But we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. We're talking about the new Pope. It's Pope Leo. It's Robert Prevost from Chicago, an American-born Pope. In the over 2,000-year history of the church, this is the first time this has ever happened. Never happened before. An American-born Pope. And this guy wasn't even on. We mentioned yesterday he was in the running, but he wasn't even on the list of people who were listed as the popes that were being bet on. You know, people were betting on that. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about whether or not it was immoral to bet on the who's going to be the next pope. So we'll get to all of that. But if you want to join us with a comment about the new pope, I have been very open about my hope that Pope Leo is very liberal in his interpretation of Catholic doctrine. Many of those were man-made rules in the church that should no longer apply today. That's my opinion. If you have a different opinion, if you have a different philosophy, if you're Catholic and you disagree with me, it's okay that we disagree. And you can be the Catholic you want to be, and I'll be the Catholic I want to be. And I don't think it's necessary to get into talking about, well, you're not really a Catholic if you feel that way. Well, I will remind you that many conservative Catholics believe in capital punishment. The church does it. So you are not in agreement with the church with everything. And I also remind you that if you are a Catholic who's been remarried, if your original marriage was not annulled, you are not supposed to take communion. And many of you do. And I think that's okay. And I believe Pope Francis said something to that effect. So that's the kind of liberal attitude that Pope Francis had that I'm hoping for in Pope Leo. But then again, like Pope John Paul II, who toward the end of his life, he turned very conservative. This is my recollection of it. Turned very, very conservative and was just a staunch Catholic and very strict with his interpretation of Catholic doctrine. I personally don't want that as a Catholic. Do you want that? Are you more interested in Pope Leo being more conservative than more liberal? We can talk about this. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm glad you said what you said. The Catholic doctrine I've been reading for the last couple of days is really kind of disturbing when the Pope, and you read this stuff about he's the representative of God. He's God on earth. He got the power to forgive sin and all this blasphemy that the doctrine of the Catholic is bringing up over the years. The people don't know from 538 AD to 1798 when the Catholic Church was persecuting Christians all over the world. They killed over 50 million Christians. People don't understand that. And when you look at the book of Revelation today, because people are not reading their Bible, they don't understand what God is doing in this hour that we're living in. It's not about man. It's all about God. So we're following out the traditions of men. And one other thing, Scoop, is that you talked about the Holy Ghost. The Catholic Church has never preached the Holy Ghost. They don't have an idea what the Holy Ghost is. And people are just throwing his word around like it's just some kind of umbrella to hide up on. If you're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like the Baptist Church, the non-denominational church is preaching, you're not really sanctified in God. You don't know who God is, and so forth, the Holy Spirit. The Catholic Church, they don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have some other format that they get to be on the pedestal. But now, something I heard earlier today about this transgender stuff. Why in the world would a doctor put their hands between the legs of a 12-year-old boy or girl and give them a same-sex operation? That is child molestation. That is statutory rape, in my opinion, because that's an abomination. That's a stench in God's nostrils. You got to understand something. Just because you have a title.
Yeah, I think that's a little young. I mean, I think that's very young, but I don't think that's happening.
It's happening. They're getting away with it. They have whistleblowers.
No, I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening.
It happened in Texas.
It happened in Texas? I'm going to have to look that up. Do you have any more details on that? I'll look that up. Do you have any more details on what happened in Texas?
Well, whistleblower blew a whistle because she was working there, and they were doing that undercover. But anyway, about the Pope, who got to be
killed. No. Let's go back. I want to go back to the situation in Texas. So an underage person was given a sex change operation.
Absolutely.
Right, give me a little. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about that, Lorenzo. Give me some details so I can look it up.
The certain hospital, forget the name, they were given sex change operations to kids of underage, and then somebody blew a whistle and got exposed in Texas, and they were supposed to be going to court about the situation. I don't know if it's hush or stuff, but you know how the house that be that can keep everything on the map.
But you don't know what, you don't remember like the city or the name of the hospital or anything?
I was listening to the lady talking about it from Texas, and then they had to shut the
where did
down,
you,
they just stopped
them all the time. Where was she talking about this?
I forget the name of the hospital because it's been about a couple of months ago, but it happened.
No, where mm-hmm. on what media outlet did you hear it?
Oh my goodness! I can't remember because listening to the radio.
All right,
anyway.
Well, Lorenzo, I'm gonna do the best I can to look this up. I don't think it's true. I don't think that woman was telling you the truth, but I'm gonna look it up. Okay, is that fair?
So be careful how people represent the Pope, because Catholicism is not what it's all cracked up to be. They're just like a regular church, you know, but they're like some kind of high up and not, but it's just supposed to be like that.
Well, look, I know, and I'm very realistic about my relationship with the Catholic Church, and I'm realistic about the Catholic Church, and I talk about it quite often. And, you know, I saw the movie Conclave recently, which is just a movie. It's fictional. It's a thriller. But it's based on a lot of information that has come out about things like the Conclave, and the Catholic Church has been criticized in the past for being money-hungry and power-hungry, and they do try to control people. So I think some of those things are outdated, and I hope this new Pope continues to walk in the direction of Pope Francis. Lorenzo, I appreciate the phone call. And look, try to relax about that sex change operation stuff, because I'm going to look into it. I don't think that happened, but I will look into it. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
You had mentioned earlier that you were a little bit torn about the administration moving forward with banning transsexuals in the military. And I hope you give me a chance to respond after you comment. But then you said, you know, you don't believe that the military should be for everybody. So if not for transsexuals, who would it not be for?
Well, I, I'm just being honest with my feelings, and we'll continue this conversation. But I think if somebody can pass what they need to pass to be in the military, if they can live up to the requirements and the test that you are to take mentally and physically if you qualify. I personally think you should be in the military. But I also said that I don't think the military should be an example or an experiment in social engineering. I don't think that everybody, the military is not for everybody. The military has a very specific goal in mind, and it should be fair and not discriminate. But if there's a reason why a transgender person cannot perform the job, then I want to hear that. But other than that, I would be for a transgender person being in the military if they can fulfill all the requirements, just like somebody who is gay.
I understand your position on that, but we're talking about mental illness.
Well, that's your opinion. Being transgender has not been diagnosed as being a mental illness. That's your opinion of being transgender.
No, I think it has. I think many studies have shown that.
Well, give me an example. I'll look it up. But I don't believe being transgender is considered to be mental illness.
Well, the mentality that you're not who you believe who you are, to believe that you are something other than who you are.
Well, that's
on its face.
All right. This is coming from you, and you don't understand because you're not transgender. If you truly have these feelings, which you don't have, then, and I believe people who have these feelings. Do you know any transgender people?
Well, I do. And the feeling is that they don't believe that they are who they really are.
No, they don't. Deep down inside, intrinsically, they do not believe that they are in the right body. They don't believe it.
And that is a form of mental illness.
Not necessarily. I mean, that's your opinion. Form of mental illness.
Then what would you describe it as?
I think it is because I know a few people, and somebody who checked me out at Trader Joe's the other day was totally transgender. I respect that they are following what they feel inside. And I'm okay with that. I don't care, you know, I don't care how they perceive themselves. If they perceive themselves as being born a man, but they perceive themselves as a woman, I don't have a problem with that as long as they're able to perform whatever job they have. If you're born a woman and perceive yourself to be a man, you can pursue being a man. That doesn't impact my life. And I don't think that's mental illness.
Well, I think that the concern here with the military is that it is a form of mental illness.
Well, who decides? I mean, you can't just decide that it's mental illness and then project that on everybody. The medical community, the psychologists in this country, they have to collectively decide to label this mental illness, and I don't believe they've done that.
Who would you think that the military would not be for then with that analysis?
Well, the military would not be for somebody who can't pass the requirements. I mean, if you don't pass the requirements, you can't say, "Well, I'm an American. I deserve to be in the military." I don't think that should be the case. If you can't perform the duties, then you shouldn't be in the military.
Whether they be mental or physical requirements.
I think you have to pass both mental and physical requirements.
And if one of those mental questions was, what gender, what sex are you?
Nobody's
born a male, is physically a male, but he answers that question, I'm a woman.
Nobody's determined that's mental illness, except you. And I mean, other people think it's mental illness, but that's not official. It's not classified as mental illness.
An extreme case of confused reality.
Is being gay a mental illness, in your opinion?
No, I don't believe that, no.
What's the difference between a man thinking that he's attracted to other men and a man thinking that he's a woman? What's the difference there in terms of the perception of themselves, what they intrinsically feel?
Well, attraction is very different than self-identity.
Is it?
Absolutely. Self-identity is a reality. I mean, you cross into
Wait. Self-identity. I'm a straight male, but I have strong feminine tendencies. I can't help that. That's who I am. I dress the way I want. I wear my hair the way I want. I look the way that I want. And those things are decided by my feminine tendencies. Every person, you included, you have a feminine side. How in touch with that feminine side you are is up to you.
But to the point where I believe I'm a woman.
Well,
where you become delusional.
Well, that's your opinion. I mean, I'm not going to continue this. Technically, that's your opinion. And until that changes, I don't know where we go with this.
And that was the thought, is that if it's not for anybody, who would you say it's not for? And I understand your answer. You said it's for people who can't pass whatever requirements for the job.
Right.
A fair answer.
Okay.
I just like you did say, you don't think it's a place for a social experiment, and we agree on that.
Yeah, I do not think it is that. I don't think it's that. But if somebody like a gay person, if a trans person wants to be in the military, and I mean, I'm kind of deciding as I'm having this conversation with you, because initially I was very ambivalent about this, and I do understand both sides. But if a person can pass all the requirements mentally and physically, then who's to say they shouldn't be in the military? There was a time that people used your argument, basically your argument that women shouldn't be in the military. There was a time that the arguments were made that gays should not be in the military. But if women and men can perform the duties, then what keeps them out of the military? Again, if they have a severe mental illness, that's one thing. But we haven't, as a country, as a community, the medical community has not designated transgender as a mental illness.
And that is my argument. My argument is that it is a form of mental illness.
And maybe that day's coming when it will be determined to be that. But at this point, it's not that. Therefore, you couldn't eliminate somebody based on the fact that it's mental illness. Robert, I enjoyed the conversation. We kind of agree. We kind of disagree. And that's okay. I do appreciate the call. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1965, the top 10 was dominated by British acts. You know, the Beatles came out in 64. On this day in 1965, the top 10 was dominated by British acts. And on this day in 65, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Count Me In, was the only American act in the entire top 10. Their song reached number two. This song reached number two. Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter by Herman's Hermits was number one. But out of the top 10, this was the only American song in 65. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Remember this band, The Strokes? Man, I guess they were popular 2002, 2003. I loved this band. I thought they were really cool. They were different. Julian Casablancas was the lead singer. And, you know, there were no harmonies. There was one singer, no background singers, one mic, one singer, had a full band, but he was the only singer. But I thought they had a really unique sound, and this song Last Night was one of their big hits. Well, the Strokes had a concert in Chicago last month. No other concert dates are set other than being part of Austin City Limits in 2025. So this fall, they're going to be part of Austin City Limits, and so they may be back, and I think it would be cool if the Strokes are back, because I thought they were a very innovative band. Second album was not so good, but let's see what they might do today. Again, I thought they had a really unique sound. Also, at Austin City Limits 2025, Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, Cage the Elephant are among those performing. But Strokes might be back on tour. We'll let you know if we hear more about that.
Completely off topic. Did you see Sabrina Carpenter at the Met Gala and what she was wearing?
No, I didn't see what she was wearing.
Whenever you get a chance, check that out. Sabrina Carpenter, Met Gala. Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah, you know what? I never knew how she looked until that day. I always heard her voice, but I never knew.
Really? Yeah, she's really short, too, because she was a part of the opening of Saturday Night Live, where they were dealing with, short people. Quinta Brunson, the short actress who's on Abbott Elementary, she was the host, and Sabrina Carpenter joined her because it was all about short people. Coleman, I really think that I should have stupid just printed on my forehead, because I fell for a scam. In my life, I've been scammed two other times. One of the times, it didn't cost me anything. One time, it cost me $749. And I feel really, really stupid. I mean, it hurt, but I learned from it. But here was a scam, and I thought I was kind of cognizant of scams, really, and was not going to get caught by surprise. But Coleman, I want you to think about the business I'm in. Okay. And I get a text that says, "Hi, I hope you're doing well, Scoot, on the air. This is Jessica Chris from Christine Cavallari's management." Christine Cavallari, actress, Laguna Beach, The Hills, has some products out there. She's been an actress. She's been on reality television. She's very, very popular, and she's got a very popular podcast. So this email goes on, sent to me. It says, "We are delighted to invite you to be a guest on Christina Cavallari's acclaimed Let's Be Honest podcast." And that is the name of her podcast. "Your insights and experience would be a valuable addition to our series, and we believe that our audience would greatly benefit from your perspective. As a token of our appreciation and your time and participation, we are pleased to offer you a compensation of $2,000. Please let us know your availability, and we will be happy to accommodate your schedule. Looking forward to hearing your positive response." And that's from Jesse Chris from Christine Cavallari's management. So, hey, I was kind of excited. I mean, that sounds legit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
and
okay.
it's got a picture of Christine with the Jesse Chris's name and Christine Cavallari's management right there. Picture at the bottom. So it seemed very legit. And I said, I'm honored that you're interested in having me on the podcast, and I would be interested in doing it, and I'll be happy to try to accommodate your schedule as well. And they said, well, okay, well, that's great. Well, here's the next email that I get from them. It says, "Thank you for getting back to me. Kristen has her own production house and is and publishing team, and they search and picked you. She saw your profile as well as an artist. She really thinks that you would be great for this event that they're having. It's an online virtual event through Facebook Live, a 45-minute to 1 hour conversation about normal general things. We want to keep it as raw as possible, and be natural as possible, so you can get in, and we think that you would be perfect. It will be a pleasure having you." It goes on to say that we want to invite you to participate in the podcast interview and a few more details about that. There are a total of 10 episodes, but currently we are inviting you to one episode. The event will be held on the 11th of May until the 20th of May, every day from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you can just let us know when you're available on these days, and we can set you up on the day you want. This is a paid event, and we will pay you $3,000 for the one-hour podcast interview. So they went up $1,000. So I'm thinking, okay, the next test, maybe I hit $4,000. Next email. So I was a little curious about that, why it went from $2,000 to $3,000. But I mean, I would have been happy with the $3,000. I mean, with the $2,000. So I get another email from them, and it says, "How about the 22nd of May? If that works for you, let's lock it in. We're on Eastern time zone. We're in the Eastern time zone, and we would like you to schedule a Zoom call with us to discuss the logistics and the technical requirements for the event." In other words, how to hook up with FaceTime, Facebook Live. This will help to ensure that everything will run smoothly, and we'll have just a great experience when you're on. Kindly let us know what time will be good for you, and we hope that you can join us on the Zoom meeting. So I texted him back, and I said, okay, well, I'm available on that day, and let me know when you want to do the Zoom meeting. So the Zoom meeting was set for today at 10 o'clock. So I was there, and I was ready. So, I mean, how does that sound to you so far?
as a member of the media and having done things like earlier this year, like with the Super Bowl credential stuff and all that, and like setting up interviews and things like that that I've done in the past, so far it does sound like the communications we would have when setting up a guest for a show or being asked to appear at an event or being asked to appear on a podcast, that's the normal communication that we in the media industry go through. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that way, too.
Except for the money part. I never got offered the money part. That's new to me.
Yeah, I was thrilled about the money part. But, I mean, it would have been cool to get, like, you know, national exposure with Christine Cavallari. Because I watched some of her podcast last night. It's also video. And I watched some of them last night. And you know, she's pretty cool. And I was really excited about that. So I get all ready for the interview today, and I thought it was going to be like more of an interview about, you know, what I would talk about, but it was more an interview about the technical aspect of hooking up with Facebook Live. Well, the first curious thing was that I haven't seen her do anything on Facebook Live. But then I thought, well, maybe this is a special series, as they suggested. It was a special series. So we go through this conversation, and I realize that I'm talking to somebody from India. And I thought, well, okay, she's got a team of people who set people up for this, and they go through the process. And as I'm going through the process, my girlfriend notices that I'm basically giving them control of my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And at that point, then I got curious and I stopped the conversation, stopped moving forward. But basically, they were trying to get control of my Facebook page by having me set up for the Facebook interview that was to come. And they were just, you know, working on all of the details, having me do this and this and this. And again, I had somebody tell me that it was all an attempt to get control of my Facebook page, to make money on it. Well, then she finds this other person who was a social media influencer who had the exact same experience. And she's talking on her social media site, talking about exactly what happened to her. It was exactly the same thing. First the offer of $2,000, then the offer of $3,000, set it up to a live Facebook thing. She had the same reaction I did. Oh, this is going to be cool. You know, going to be on with Christy Cavallari. And she was excited about it. I was excited about it. And we went through the process. I believe I stopped it just in time. But
Hopefully.
I hope. I'm going to try to post something on my Facebook page later, but they were trying to get control of it so they can monetize it and make money. And I guess I should be complimented that they feel like my Facebook page is worthy of being commandeered so they can make money on it. Now I need to figure out how to make money on it. But anyway, I just felt totally defeated.
So you mean to tell me this post that I'm reading on your page that says I like big butts and I cannot lie? That's not you right there? That's not...
Well, no, that's true.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm not going to lie. So anyway, I just felt really, really defeated. I felt defeated, but I knew that it was really well done. And I guess this is just a reminder that you just really have to be careful, because it might look real, but that doesn't mean it's real. All right, we're continuing to talk about the new pope. American Cardinal Robert Prevost was in the running, but he wasn't even among those who were being given odds for betting on. He was that far out of the running. An American pope for the first time ever. He has selected the name Leo. He is going to be Pope Leo, as I mentioned earlier, selecting a name from his favorite character on Seinfeld. And if you want to join us with a comment about the new pope, does the pope have any impact on your life? Do you hope this pope is liberal like Pope Francis? Or do you hope he goes back and becomes more conservative like, say, Pope John Paul II? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Okay, well, that was the last song that we did. Okay, do the next song there coming up. Do the next song coming up. All right, we'll get to this here. Okay, we got it coming up. Do we have it coming up? Yeah, do the next song on the list. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. And let us know what you think of the possibility of this new pope going in one direction or the other. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. There's a new pope. It's Pope Leo, first American pope ever. News broke right before we went on the air today. The white smoke billowing from the chimney at the Sistine Chapel. Tens of thousands of people there, and it didn't take long for St. Peter's Square to totally fill up like it was a U2 concert. People are excited about this new change. Now, there are going to be people who are going to dig more into Robert Prevost's past, and there may be things that come up about priests molesting children that do not shed a positive light on him. But we'll have to learn a little bit more about that. Also, we'll talk about this next hour. This is just breaking news while we're on the air. But the current administration apparently they've been desperate for a trade deal, and they haven't had one until now. And apparently there's a trade deal with the UK. So this is good news. And the president says this is going to be between two allies and remove non-tariff barriers that he says unfairly discriminate against American products. It's really going to focus on steel, autos, and beef. So there is a trade deal now with the UK. I think they leave 10% of the tariffs still in place. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, hi, Scoot, and thank you. A real quick comment, then get to why I called. Breaking news, talking about a scam. Televangelist Jim Baker says he needs $1 million or I'll be out on the street.
Well, Jim, enjoy the street.
Now, Scoot, this didn't take long. Your and mine favorite Trump mega influencer, Laura Loomer, has expressed her opinion on the new pope, and I think you were getting at it just a few moments ago. She said he's anti-Trump, anti-MAGA, pro-open borders, and a total Marxist like Pope Francis.
Wow.
He's woke, and he's another open borders Pope. Gross is what
you mean beyond being awake. He's woke.
He's everything that she doesn't like, which probably is a really good thing.
It could be. Could be a positive thing. Hey, James, I appreciate the call. I'm kind of up against a break here that I have to get to. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's good that the administration finally has a deal with all the threats out there of tariffs, finally has a trade deal with the UK. Now, it shouldn't be that difficult to work out a deal with the UK. Let's see if other countries fall in line. All right, I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to talk about, and we're coming right back on WWL. On the SOTA rock culture calendar, on this day in 1978, Donny Osmond got married at the age of 21 to Deborah Glenn. That was not good for his career. His fan base just totally dropped off, and they were no longer interested in Donny. I mean, it's not like the fan base really thought they would be with him, but it just goes to show you how much fantasy is involved in being the fan of celebrities. The fantasy that Donny Osmond was no longer available because he was married just made a lot of fans no longer interested, even though they knew realistically they weren't going to be with Donny Osmond. But so much of it is based on the fantasy. All right, a conservative radio star, as he is described, has commented on the new trade deal that the president has announced with the UK. So we'll talk about that. We've got a lot more still to come on WWL. All right, a lot of Catholics are singing this song. In just the second day of the conclave, I guess they wanted to get out of there and make a decision quickly, but a lot of people are shocked at the selection of Robert Prevost, an American-born cardinal who's been named the new pope, and he is selecting the name Leo. What kind of surprises me is that he's Leo the 14th. I mean, Leo just doesn't seem much like a biblical name. It doesn't seem like they would have selected Leo, that 14 priests would have selected, 14 cardinals would have selected Leo to be pope over the years. I mean, there's not a Leo in the Bible, is there? I mean, look, I'm not a Bible expert. I've read a lot of the Bible, but I don't claim to be an expert. I've got my favorite parts in the Bible. I like John 7:7. I like Hebrews 11:1. And there are a few others that, you know, I really like that speak to me. And I think they're very cool. It's a very cool book with a lot of really great stuff in it. And it's a lot of good stuff about living life. So, yeah, you can find a lot of good stuff in there. But I'm not an expert, but I never recall running across a Leo. So, I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason. And maybe some of you know the reason, but I'm sure there's a reason why somebody would select Pope Leo. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It's turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Look at this. I mean, we were supposed to get rain today. In fact, remember that flood watch was in effect until 7 o'clock tonight, and cars could be on the median, the neutral grounds around the city until 7 o'clock tonight because of the rain that was expected yesterday, last night, and today. And once again, man, the forecast was wrong. We had that really strong series of strong storms coming through here yesterday morning. But, I mean, the sun was out by yesterday afternoon. So it's just really, really interesting how the forecasting is not as accurate as it has been in the past. Now, you know, we've heard from a former member of the National Weather Service talk about Donald Trump, the president, firing people or cutting back services on forecasting that is causing this to happen. But this happened actually, I think, before the president made some of these changes. So, you know, anyway, we'll have to see if there's any reason behind all of this. But, you know, again, you can forecast all you want, but nature is going to have its own goal, its own motivations, and nature is going to do what it wants to do. All right, so look, this is good news. Gas prices have dropped ahead of summertime. Are they going to stay low? Well, we don't know, but hey, gas prices are down right now. I filled up again the other day, and it was $3.19, and I have a turbo engine in my car, so I use the high-grade premium, which is the most expensive one. And $3.19 a gallon, that's really, really good. So I'm happy with that. Here's some good news on this Thursday afternoon. Golfing great Rory McIlroy is talking about his cameo appearance in Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore 2. So there's going to be a new Happy Gilmore. I loved that movie. I thought it was awesome. I mean, so funny. So many great scenes in that movie, and it's apparently they're going to come back with a sequel, so that's good. So the President of the United States has made a deal with our strongest ally, the UK, when it comes to trade. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, again, this is breaking while it's on the air, while we're on the air, so I don't have a lot of information on it. But this is a deal that's been made with the UK, and I think there's still a 10% tariff that is placed on this. So there will be people who will be commenting on this. And he's described as a conservative radio star. I've never heard the name. Eric Erickson. Some of you may know who that is if you're in the conservative media bubble. Conservative radio star Eric Erickson has reacted to the president's newly announced trade deal with the UK. First trade deal that we know of. And the administration was desperate to come up with a trade deal after the big bravado of all the tariffs and 25%, and you know, you have to come to us, and I don't know how this worked out, but it did work out. And I would think that this would be good news. The President of the United States is talking about the long history between the United States and the UK, and that this is going to be a good thing. However, this conservative radio host is calling the deal blank. It's the S word. It's the S word, TTY. He's calling it a blank deal with the UK. First, they told us the 10% tariff was just a baseline for negotiations to get to the free trade deals. Now we're being told the 10% tariff is for keeps, and that's just a tax on the American people. So this conservative talk show host, very critical of the president. And, you know, I mean, this is just a reminder that we're seeing more and more conservatives, more and more supporters of the president, come forward and disagree with the president of the United States. And this is another example of that. But, you know, again, we're a long way from, you know, figuring out that deal. And it was just announced this afternoon. So, you know, we'll look into that. You know, I can't tell you. I mean, fortunately, I'm in a position to where I don't have to look at the price of everything that I buy at the grocery store. I'm not bragging about that. I'm just being honest with you that I'm in the fortunate position of not having to look at everything that I buy. I'm careful. When I do have choices, I buy the least expensive product, and I do go out of my way to buy the least expensive product. But I haven't noticed a big change in groceries that I've purchased. And I just mentioned that gas is down, and that's good. And I haven't noticed that gas has been astronomical since all of this tariff war started. So I don't know. I mean, some of you may be really struggling to buy things that you need to buy, and I feel badly for you, and I do hope everything works out and you can get what you want to get. But I personally haven't noticed a big shift in what groceries are costing. So I don't know where inflation is right now in terms of groceries. Now, we know that some things have gone up. But is it as devastating as some were expecting? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is off today, had a business luncheon today with Diane and Dan Barron, our market manager, and Coleman is our studio producer today. We had a call earlier, and I believe his name was Lorenzo, and he was telling me about sex change operations that have been performed on children 12 years old, about that age, 12 years old, in the state of Texas. And, you know, I asked him for details, and he didn't have any details, and I told him that I would look this up, but I really didn't think that had happened. And he said, no, I heard this woman talking about it, and I asked him what was the media outlet where this woman was speaking, and he said, "Scoot, I can't remember." So I have done a little research, and just the initial research shows that there. And I told him that this probably didn't happen. Well, there's no indication of sex change operations being performed on 12-year-olds in the state of Texas, and I'm not surprised by that. But this is just a reminder that there are people out there lying to you. And some of these people are popular and they have followings, but they're lying to you because they're trying to get you riled up. They're trying to get you excited. They're trying to get you to follow them. And by pretending to have information that nobody else has, alarming information, they set up this image that you have to go to them to get the information that is true and the information that is important. When in reality, they're lying to you. They're making stuff up. Like the people who made up all the stuff about the litter boxes in classrooms. And that led to a politician in Texas sponsoring a bill that was an anti-furry bill that was going to bring an end to non-human behavior in schools. Well, when the guy was asked to come up with examples of what had happened, he could not come up with one example. Because it was all based on a lie. And so the bill was thrown out. So what I found was, and first of all, this comes from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is a true right-wing radical living in the conservative media world. And you cannot trust Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to tell you the truth. He says the doctors violated the Texas law by providing gender transition treatments to 24 minors. Now, he's not saying that they perform sex change operations, but his website does say that these doctors performed sex change procedures, which is very misleading. Because it's not a sex change. Now, these are things that might be done leading to a sex change, but the sex change operations have not taken place. Now, we can argue whether or not gender transition treatments should be given to minors. I mean, but that's a different topic. Right now, we're just talking about whether or not sex change operations have been performed on 12-year-olds in Texas. And that is not true. And Texas Children's has been the target of false reports, fake news, lies from people who are lying about this. And they are assuring us that no doctors at Texas Children's have performed any inappropriate sexual procedures or any sex change operations. So that's the best I can do on this short notice, since we got the call earlier in the show. But I did want to address that. And I'm not surprised by the results. And I feel badly that so many Americans are so quick to believe lies, that there are so many people who can't distinguish between the truth and a lie, and they want to believe the lie. If given a choice of rejecting the lie or believing the lie, they believe the lie. But just remember that there are people out there who are lying to you, and they're lying to you because they're trying to build this image that only they have the truth, when in reality, they're lying. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. With all these lies that are so believed, I'm concerned about the future. All right, do you want to comment on Pope Leo XIV, new pope? It's the first American pope ever. What do you think? Do you think this guy is going to be kind of liberal like Pope Francis, or do you think, or do you want him to be conservative and go back to more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine? If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It's turned out to be a beautiful Thursday afternoon. May get some rain tomorrow, but it sure is nice right now. We'll be right back on WWL. It is a great Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. It might be raining, but I think the weekend's going to turn out okay. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. If you haven't yet, I hope you'll join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook and Scoot on the Air Instagram. I hope I still have access. I was talking earlier about how I got scammed by somebody saying they wanted me to be interviewed on the Christy Calaveri show on her podcast. And it was a setup for somebody to try to get control of my Facebook page. And I didn't realize it until later. But I think I stopped it. I think I can post some stuff coming up. I'm going to try that right after the show. But I'll try and read a few comments before the end of the show today. We've got a couple of calls to get to. Also, some of your text messages with Coleman. We'll get to that coming up. Melania Trump has only spent 14 days at the White House since the inauguration. Do you blame her? And women are more attracted to bald men than you might think, according to a new study. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Adrian is in Metairie. Adrian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. And when the Pope was announced today, I just felt joy. It didn't really matter who he was or what he believed in. The Holy Spirit always guides the church and decides who's going to be Pope. There's no such thing as a conservative Catholic or a liberal Catholic.
Well, that's not true. That's not true.
Because, Scoot, let me hear me. You cannot decide, you can't pick and choose what you believe. You can't change the rules or the laws or the dogma of 2,000 years of Catholic Church because I don't like it. And the Spirit always is going to be with the Church. And the Pope is always going to lead the church, and the Holy Spirit's always going to correct it. But, Scoot, I don't have much time, but a month ago, you highly insulted me and the Catholic Church. You did a small segment on a potential Eucharistic miracle, and you presented it in a way where, ha, look, it's only bacteria. The Catholic Church goes to great lengths to approve any Eucharistic miracles. There's 70 of them in the world, some of them 1,200 years old, some of them 700 years old, that test as the true living heart tissue and the true living blood of Jesus. Then you said twice in that same segment that Catholics are cannibals. because we. You're laughing.
I said that.
You did say it.
I did say it. Yeah, I said it. Yeah.
And why would you say something like that?
They eat the body of Christ. They're cannibals. They're vicious. They bite down on the body of Christ. They drink his blood. They're like Dracula. They're like Dracula and they're cannibals.
Yeah, you're making fun of the Catholic Church.
Well, Adrian, you know.
Go back and listen what was said on your show.
No, it's okay, Adrian. I'm not going to do that. Adrian, you're entitled to your very strict beliefs. You're entitled to not have a sense of humor. Catholics in general have a sense of humor, and I was joking. And I'm not the first person who has made that sarcastic comment that Catholics are cannibals because they eat the body of Christ. And a lot of people who are critical of Catholics say that actually kind of seriously. Adrian, you can believe what you want to believe, but it is a fact that there are Catholics who are conservative and Catholics who are liberal. You can talk about the Holy Spirit all you want. I'm not going to disagree with you or argue with you because you're entitled to your beliefs. But I can have different beliefs, and so can other Catholics. And if you want to be that strict, you're entitled to be that strict. You are a very conservative Catholic, and that's okay. I'm not. I don't know whether you believe in the death penalty, but you shouldn't be going to communion if you believe in the death penalty, because you're not a real Catholic, because Catholics don't believe in the death penalty, according to Catholic doctrine. You should not support married Catholics who are divorced, who have not had their original marriage annulled. You should not be for them having communion. So there are a lot of things that we may disagree on, but that's okay. Those are your opinions, and you are entitled to your beliefs. But I did kind of lightheartedly say, you know, it was a joke, but it was also repeating what critics of Catholics say, because, I mean, it's ridiculous. You're not really eating the body of Christ. So, you know, whether it's this show or Catholicism in general, you know, you sometimes you need to relax a little bit. I mean, God blessed us with a sense of humor. And another favorite part of the Bible for me is Psalms. I think it's Psalms 126. And it says that God knows what I'm going to say before I say it. So God knew I was going to say that before I said it about Catholics being cannibals. I didn't really mean they're like eating other human beings. But if you interpret things so seriously, then, you know, I suggest that you try to find a sense of humor, because it's hard to go through life without a sense of humor. All right. Eve is joining us on WWL. Good afternoon, Eve.
Hello, how are you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Yes, I'm calling because of your comment about the alleged children that had sex transgender operations in Texas, and that people were believing those lies, and then you fact-checked them. And that hit me with a ton of bricks, because what it is, it's a brainwashing of these people that keep spewing these lies like this. And people are just so hungry to believe anything, so their view or their candidate is right.
Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing that happens in a domestic violence situation when the victim believes the other person. They're promising, I promise you I'm going to do the right thing, or I'm not going to do this. And it's the same kind of cognitive dissonance where you believe something that is not true. So I tell everybody, please fact check everything. And I'm glad you do that. And that's all
I
try
to
say, but I've never called before, and I just couldn't believe that. It's a brainwashing.
It is brainwashing, and people allow themselves to be brainwashed. It's really the faults
it's
of the individual
it's
allowing
easier.
It to happen. Well, it is easy.
But it's
a lot easier
to be brainwashed. It's easier to believe the lie.
That's right. It's easier to believe something that you want to be true rather than actually look into what is true.
Yeah.
So it's a true.
Yes,
well, Eve, I'm glad you're listening,
and I'm glad
you contributed to the show today, so thank you. Well, let's go to CB. CB, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I agree with everything that y'all said about the disinformation. I guess what I have a problem with is sometimes the lack of information that's disclosed to us. Because I have a personal situation where I positively know that my nephew at a nurse university in Texas decided that he's transgender. and without a stitch of counseling on the matter. He was given the drugs to help him transition. And he was probably, I'm guessing, because I know his age right now, he was probably around 19 when this occurred.
Okay.
And I'm horrified. My brother, who was probably in his early 60s when he decided he wanted to have the gastro operation to help lose weight, had to go through 6 months of counseling before he could have the operation. And yet, when something as serious and as life-altering as what was happening to my nephew, it was like, oh, okay, you don't want counseling? Okay, here, you can still have the drugs. And that happened. That's fact.
So you do know that he just rejected counseling and they gave him the drugs?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But he's 19 years old.
What's that?
I mean, he's 19. What are you going to do? He's 19. That's his choice.
No, but the point was, my brother was 60, and they wouldn't give him the operation.
Well, I understand that there. Look, I mean, sometimes you have to work harder to get. You have to work harder to get a license to do somebody's hair than to drive. So, I mean, I understand that there are a lot of those comparisons out there. But he's 19 years old. I mean, if he wants to make that decision, that's up to him. And if you don't understand, that's okay.
I come to the decision, but the university, to me, should have the best interest of the students that says, okay, this is something you're considering. Get some counseling, then you can do this. That's
well,
my
I mean,
point.
Well, we can talk forever about rules that should change. But again, he's 19 years old, and you know, did you see signs of him being a trans person when he was younger?
No, but you know, I
did. You think did you think that maybe he was gay?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't
so
see any
do
of
you think do you, well, do you think that like a bunch of his he and his friends got drunk one night and he decided he was trans?
Absolutely not. I think there's a lot of pain and anguish. No, I'm not trivializing what he is going through at all.
Okay.
Not at all. No. To me, it was the lack of just concern for an individual that maybe this is your path.
Yeah.
But I think get a little help before you decide.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in this situation, but I mean, it does sound reasonable to have some counseling before you are administered drugs. But it wasn't a sex change operation. I'm assuming those drugs could be stopped and reversed at some point.
Yeah, but you can do drugs. I've already had drugs that have done horrible things to me after taking them one time. My point is, we don't know.
Well, again,
we don't know positively.
Yeah. We do know. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, doctors know what those drugs do. You know, it's interesting, though, that he didn't want to accept counseling from anybody in his family. So he obviously rejected that, or I don't know, maybe he sought that. But, you know, there's counseling around, even if it's not mandatory. There's a lot of counseling around. And, you know, I would hope that people would spend time talking to people before they make that decision, because, you know, that is a dramatic decision. But I know people who are so intrinsically trans that there's no decision for them to make. If they're allowed to make this decision, they want to be who their body tells them and who their mind tells them they are. And as a caller mentioned earlier, I disagree with the caller. I do not think this is mental illness, and it has never been declared mental illness. I think we are getting to a point where in some cases we're allowing people the freedom to be who they believe they are. And again, I've talked about how I am a totally straight person. I am masculine in so many ways, but I have a very strong feminine side that dictates the clothes that I wear, sometimes the way I wear my hair. I get called ma'am a lot. I think these people are slightly delusional, or don't get out very much, or don't take time to actually look at me. I just pass that off as nothing. But you know, we're all entitled to be who we are. I would hate for somebody to tell me that I needed to be macho, because that's not in me. That I had to wear these clothes. That I had to be this way, because that's not who I am. That's not in me. And I have the freedom in America to be who I want to be. And again, I'm totally straight. every man has a masculine and feminine side. Some men are so afraid of their feminine side that they become super macho because they're hiding from it. Other people are comfortable with it, and I'm comfortable with that side of who I am. And I would hate for somebody to tell me, you can't be this person, even though this is who I am. And I know that's not as extreme as being a truly trans person, but it is somewhat of an example. Hey, on this day in 1976, on the SOTA rock culture calendar, this was the number one song in the country. The theme song from the TV series Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome Back by John Sebastian was numero uno. That's where John Travolta got a big start. He was in things before that, but his role as Vinnie Barbarino was one of his big early roles. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, it turned out to be a beautiful Thursday. I think we're expecting some rain tomorrow, and I think the weekend's going to be nice. But tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday on the show. Coming up next, it's a sports talk with Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke. Studio producer today, Coleman. Great job, Coleman. Oh, I want to take a moment and wish a very happy birthday to my brother, Miles, my dear brother, Miles in Mobile. Very happy birthday, brother. Love you. Our market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P., and I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. As always, love you, New Orleans.